Thursday, September 27th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I have noted how Trump's ag policies will make South American agriculture great, but they will also make Canadian agriculture great. If the Chinese tariffs on U.S. beef, pork, soybeans, and even cranberries continue, the market premium gained from having access to the Chinese market should boost Canadian production. They have to be careful as the tariffs can go away and leave them hanging, but Canadian soybean production should balloon next season if the tariff conditions still exist. They'll export their soybeans to China and import U.S. soybeans for processing there. Canada will export at least 5 million metric tons of soybeans. Brazil is doing similarly, expected to buy 1 million metric ton of U.S. soybeans to process in Brazil, while they sell more of theirs to China. Argentina is doing likewise. The Cargill CEO is worried that the trade war with China will turn the center of gravity away from U.S. farmers. So do I. He noted that China is buying trading companies that are aggressively searching for alternative sources of supply and will invest in ag outside of the U.S. If that goes on for very long at all, it is not coming back here in a time frame to modify the damage that is going to be done to U.S. farmers' balance sheets. There are some winners here in this trade war. Commercial grain interests are taking full advantage of the trade war, adding to the financial burden on farmers by widening basis levels. There are other beneficiaries. The soy meal shortage that prompted record crush rates overproduced soy oil. REG biodiesel stock has climbed from a low in February of $9.50 a share to where it was trading near $28 a share this month. The Renewable Fuels Association says that the four-week average of ethanol production hit a 15-week low last week. That is letting ethanol stocks decline to an 8-week low. Higher fuel prices resulted in a 5.7% decline in gasoline demand. Less gasoline means there's less to blend into. Ethanol production relative to gasoline demand is still too high. Green Plains Renewable Energy is not happy about how their slowing of production is working out because other plants haven't followed suit, so they get to lower production for the industry while others get the benefit. Powat doubled capacity of their Marion, Ohio ethanol plant to 150 million gallons opening September 19th. All ethanol plants are benefiting from expanded basis levels for corn, and they are still not rocking. Trump RFS policy is to blame. The Fed increased the short-term interest rate another quarter point, which was in the market. What may not have been in the market was that the Fed removed language in their text describing policy as accommodative, which was interpreted to mean that rates were no longer low enough to boost growth. That means that there's an end to them. Trump criticized the rate hike as he did the last one, but his fiscal policy, his tariffs, and immigration policies are all on the side of attracting Fed rate hikes. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. President Trump says that China is trying to meddle in our elections. Of course they are. They may not be using bots and social media like Russia, but they are more open about it. They targeted their tariffs against Trump-supporting areas of the country to exact the most pain. That is what China not buying soybeans is all about and not buying cranberries in Wisconsin and bourbon in Kentucky. As to the public information dissemination, China went with the old media, buying a four-page section in the Des Moines Register last Sunday to tell their side of the story and let folks know that Xi Jinping still has fond memories of his time spent in Iowa. China does leave out the part where they steal our intellectual property, and Trump doesn't let folks know that tariffs have never worked. We're stuck in the middle of this. President Trump rejected a meeting at the UN with Prime Minister Trudeau, and the U.S. will publish the text of the bilateral agreement with Mexico moving ahead without Canada. His trade team says that Canada did not make the concessions needed to be included, and then Trump threatened to put new tariffs on Canadian autos. They did not leave Canada anything in these talks, literally forcing them away. Canada would not sign a deal that allowed the U.S. to place more tariffs for national security reasons on them. Trump promised to get rid of NAFTA, and he is, unfortunately. Trade talks will now begin with Japan. Japan has resisted bilateral trade talks, favoring TPP, but that is history. Trump says that they will not like his terms either. Japan has been fully accommodative to Trump trade demands to this point, somewhat like the gingerbread man riding on the fox's nose across the river. Trump also reportedly ripped French President Macron at their one-on-one UN meeting. He blasted him that EU trade unfairness is worse than China's and that agriculture would be included in future talks. This time he and I totally agree. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.